Welcome to Phil and Dev's Untitled Podcast. It's been a long time coming.
It's
I'm Phil.
I'm Dev.
And with us today we have a very, very special guest. The man himself. A god amongst men, I guess you could say. Just such a ladies' man.
Hung like a horse.
Just hung. Just absolutely hung, like he should be black, but he's not quite black, but he could be black, that kind of thing.
Women actually find it intimidating, so I don't get as many bitches as you think I would.
Exactly.
You're a tripod.
Exactly. It's like a baby's arm holding an apple. Sorry, we haven't even introduced him. Anyway.
I am Justin.
He is Justin. The Justin. The only Justin is here with us today. And come on, Dev, take the reins, man. You haven't done this in quite some time.
You're just getting lazier and lazier, aren't you?
I've been busy with other podcasts.
You've been wanking off. Oh, don't worry about it.
I'm totally jacking it.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
I know his bed is a bit sticky.
What bed? This is a studio. Even. We're professional.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about
studio
here?
Studio chair is stickier.
Yeah. You even broke the bed, you know?
Very good. Anyway. Devro. I found a little topic I think you might enjoy talking about.
What's that?
Maybe a little bit more than the Illuminati, let's say. The NWO, not Hulk Hogan or anything, the actual New World Order.
It's all a conspiracy, though.
It's all a conspiracy. Coffee, Devro.
Yes.
This is a little ditty I pulled up. That's right, a ditty. online, I was looking at ditties. The HuffingtonPost.com released a article. Is coffee good or bad? Good or bad for your health? Two experts debate on the subject, right? I'll read this out to you because you're totally illiterate.
I told you.
I can't read.
Just starts crying and shit, you know, just, oh my god. My secret is exposed in audio form. What am I supposed to do, Phil? What am I supposed to do? I'm like, shut up and take it like a bitch. I'm like, okay. Yeah, lick the balls. It's been linked to decreased risk of skin and prostate cancers. It might lower depression risk in women. It could protect you from type 2 diabetes. It might stave off Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. And it tastes good. Where do we sign up? I'm guessing that's the pro. Like,
yeah, I think
guy,
so too.
Guy who drinks a lot of coffee. Over the past few years, a body of scientific evidence, god damn it, I'm fucking illiterate. Fuck you, guy. Has built up pointing to the many health benefits of coffee. No wonder more than 50% of Americans enjoy a daily Java fix. That would be even like, that is America. They just drink coffee in America. They don't, or coffee and like soda.
Yeah.
It's like over here, it's just tea all the time.
Yeah.
You're a coffee fiend, but like, I think the majority of the world now is.
Yeah.
They are like just constantly drink coffee and shit like that.
I haven't drank coffee in about a year.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not
Did
a.
You miss it? No.
I'm not a huge fan
You're
of it.
Dead
it's
to
always
me.
A. It's always a very like. I would drink coffee at like Christmas or something.
At Christmas?
I don't know. It always seems like a very Christmassy drink to me.
No, it's a light.
No, I don't get it. Like, tea is a light thing. Tea is soothing from the everyday activities and challenges that you have to face in life. But fucking, like, coffee just makes you more intense, I think.
No
problem is ever solved.
People drink it to stay awake, right? And I fucking drank a lot of coffee. Like, I went through, like, 6-7 cups and energy drinks. But I drank coffee for ages. And it just made me more tired.
Right.
So, I don't drink coffee now at all. And I
you're some weird
now.
Kind of like anti-human or something.
Yeah, like,
it affects
like,
you completely.
Like, I'm in a shit mood, like, you know, I'd be like, getting a cup of coffee or whatever like that, and it just sucked. Like, I hate it.
Right on.
I love
so
it.
I hate it.
Be honest for me, because every time I was in a bad humor, give me a cup of coffee, quick, and a fight. That's what I want.
That's it. That's
cigarette
and
more
of a cup. That's actually something that's supposed to make you, like, more angsty. Like, it's about, like, cigarettes and coffee. Like, you know the way there's always that thing if somebody feels stressed out or they're upset or something? And especially somebody who's been off cigarettes for years. They always go with, like, oh, give me a cigarette, I need to calm down.
Yeah.
Well, they actually have proved that cigarettes don't help you calm down. They just make you even more.
Yeah. Well, there today, I was being assessed in the gym.
Oh, God.
Working out the guns, you know?
Here we go.
Raw here, Justin.
Oh, my arm hurts so bad. Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but I've done 1,000.
Yeah, I heard him. Your man is actually saying coffee. Right, the guy who was.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
No, but the guy that
up the goats.
No, but the guy that was essentially saying he sees coffee as something healthy. I was kind of going, oh, fuck, he's going to say, you know, I might have 10 cups of coffee a day. He goes, no, I can see that as a health benefit.
Well, one before. Because isn't it supposed to build up, like, make your heart work faster or something like that?
Probably a good thing if you're working out, though. My heart's constantly working.
I suppose that's true, but you're kind of doing it overboard. It would not be better to actually do it by your own, level of energy to work out than, like, drink a load of coffee and then lift, like, 100 weights and then feel the pain of it afterwards.
No, man,
I'm speaking, of course, as a fat man who lifts, like, probably one weight a year or something. Like that. And that's actually, like, my own body weight or something. Like that. As I'm getting out of bed. Like, that's, you know, that's just me here, okay? I'm just like, you're the guys who work out together. It's gay.
You should see what happens when we're not working out together. That's even gayer.
God, bro, you're looking really good right now. So, oh, thank you.
Damn. Do you mind oiling me down? I'm pretty sore after that workout.
Maybe need like a full body massage. Turn on some fucking Barry White or something.
Just were you there? How does he know this?
I've seen the movie. I've seen all these movies before, sir. Where was I on this? Before you grab a celebratory cup of Joe, or seven, whatever.
Consider, 15 is a good amount.
Consider this. Coffee is also an addictive stimulant that could come with enough side effects to give some experts the jitters.
I've had that.
The jitters?
Yeah.
You've actually gotten like...
Jitters. Oh, shakes. It's your birthday.
You're freaking out, yeah. I thought you just went to the bathroom, like, snoring a line of coke or something. Like, what are we doing now, lads? not much, man. It's just chilling out.
Snorting ground down fucking coffee beans. Like.
Just like, I don't know. I don't understand.
No, that's happened to me a few times where you'd be out and you're not drinking. You have to bring people home or whatever. So you have a coffee, and maybe a double espresso, and then another coffee. So
while everybody's, like, falling asleep, like, just passed out drunk and stuff like that. You're like, what are we doing now, guys?
No, but see, like, I used to have a system where I'd go in and get a cup of coffee because these were all free on the house, you know. So I was saying, going, all right, give me a coffee. So I finished that pretty damn quick. So then an espresso, then another coffee. Eventually, you're just buzzing. So then I go off coffee for the night and wide awake come 1 or 2 o'clock.
But though, would that not make you crash later on? I mean, you just like,
I want to crash later
on. You actually want that feeling of just like, I'm tired, I need to sleep. Yeah, whatever, you're still driving the car.
I don't care, it's happening.
This is happening right now. I was like, no!
No, I never crash until about 3 or 4, maybe. Then I need to sleep from cramps.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the car or something. I was like, Deborah, be careful because the statute of limitations.
We are going to the cinema later, people.
Deborah is driving.
Bring the flask of coffee. Yeah. Drinking a bag. I don't know. I think a lot of people have become. It is like anything. A lot of people have kind of become too dependent on it.
I don't get dependent on it. I get
to. Well, maybe not you, but I find. You know the way you find a lot of people will wake up in the morning and they cannot even, like, if you say hello to them in the morning before they've had a cup of coffee.
That's what I was saying. Like, I felt like that. I couldn't function when I was drinking coffee unless I had a cup in the morning.
Right on.
And that's what felt shit like, because I was like, don't fucking talk to me unless I drink this shit. Like,
but some people are like that with tea too.
I don't understand it because tea is just soothing. Although I suppose I could understand that even more, because when you're awake, you don't know what's happening. Tea will calm you down. I wake up angry every morning and punch the wall.
I drink a cup of tea if it was a fucking cold out, and I was just like, shit day. Yeah,
right. I've had a shit day. Give me a cup of coffee, and then that leads to a pot of coffee, and then 2 pots of coffee.
I've had a shit
that
day.
Leads to heroin under a bridge. Yeah. You know, just injected it, you know.
Squirting in his coffee like.
Oh my god. I can taste Kurt Cobain. I can taste his genius. I just thought that was an interesting little topic. It's just like, okay, well, what does kind of, you know,
what is the debate poll?
Let me see here.
What do people say?
We're so prepared here.
Agree. Just put up agree. See what comes up.
Right, we would agree with this. Fourth step thing. Two, who makes the better argument? This chick or this douche?
It's a lot of fucking writing.
Oh, that's a lot to read, yeah. It's basically two fucking...
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
It's basically two doctors giving their, like, opinions on why coffee is good or bad. Wait, hold on. Tips for healthy coffee. If choosing decaf, go for Swiss water? Water, just water.
Water.
Water. Should drink a glass of water. It is best to choose organic coffee when possible. Conventionally grown coffee is a heavily sprayed crop. Yeah, but everything is sprayed.
Organic
vegetables.
I don't get it, man.
Everyone
fucking wants people to eat
fucking
more organic shit. It's more fucking expensive, like, so.
But why it is more, yeah, the whole point of it is, like, you look at, especially nowadays, because you got fucking the economy and shit like that, you got fucking people are on a certain budget. A lot of people are out of jobs, so they can. All these, like, fucking polls and tips and shit like that come out. It's just like, nah, you need to meet me to organic foods and, like, it's just stuff that a spray hasn't even touched. And so, like, it's so hippie-ish.
But can I ask you, why in God's name would someone want to live to 150 or whatever that because you eat healthy? I don't want to live to 150.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't
mind
living to 150 just to see all the people that have annoyed me. Die.
Just see everybody just go before you.
He fucking stole a sandwich one time. You're dead now. You're not gonna do anybody's sandwiches.
Like, the coffee thing, right? They're going, it's good for you. You won't get Alzheimer's. You won't get. But you're saying it's bad for you too. So you're kind of going, if I don't drink coffee, I could get Alzheimer's. If I drink it, I won't get Alzheimer's. But I could get this other. You know, there's no.
But it's all fucking scare tactics as well. Yeah. Like, it's like fucking everything gives you cancer these days. Like,
it's the government.
Oh, fucking. Apparently, drinking too much coffee or tea can give you cancer. Apparently, not drinking enough can also give you cancer.
Right. So, I mean, like, you're trying
to. It's a weird fucking comparison.
You know, fuck's sake, like, no, it's not bullshit. It's just a lot of conspiracy theories.
Oh, here we go. It's the Illuminati, man, I'm telling you.
Draw over this one, Bill.
I'm just saying, the world has a warped view on what's. On what is healthy and what is unhealthy. For instance, almost everywhere in the world, let's say bar a few places, maybe in Australia, definitely in Amsterdam, weed is just just criminalized everywhere, all over the world. It's a fucking magic plant. And not for what, like, you know, not for the places it takes you when you actually smoke it or something, but like the stuff that can fucking come from, you can build houses out of fucking hemp.
Man. Well, there's like a video I looked on, like,
The internet.
Oh, just a video.
Tell us about this internet. Yeah, just
Google. The other day, like, and I was like, "There, the strain was the other side." You know, like not the THC, but like the other side. Right. They're like extracting shit from it, and they're like fucking putting it into these tablets, and they're gonna start like testing it on humans. Like, and it has like this thing where it can, like, you know, like prolong, like if someone has a tumor or something like that, it stops it from growing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's I was listening to. Joe Rogan's podcast, or you know Joe Rogan?
No.
Do you remember the show Fear Factor?
Oh, yeah.
That guy, right? He had Tommy Chong on it. He had him on it. And Tommy Chong is a hippie. He just is. Like, all he was talking about was just eating organic vegetables and doing shit like that. But I think he has prostate cancer. I don't know. Like, it's some sort of cancer, but I think it's prostate. But he was talking about, he does, It's like an oil. It's like a marijuana oil.
Yeah.
They make up and you can kind of rub it on your skin and do shit like that. And it does actually help with cancer patients.
Yeah.
It builds up their appetite when they have to go through chemo. And if somebody has a tumor, like you just said, like you can like prevent it from getting any larger or spreading and shit like that. But this is still something that is completely outlawed throughout the world. I mean, in certain places. Okay,
but put this way, if they actually let it legal in Ireland, it'll probably boost the whole economy.
Well, they're gonna have to tax it, like, so straight away, like that's.
And how many dogs?
Yeah, but like,
around, like, you know,
really? Yeah. Okay, yeah, it might wear off after about a year, but like for that novelty for the year, it's gonna fucking fund so much shit. Like.
Yeah. But even create like jobs, even look at it this way, like, yeah, it would create jobs. You would have instead income. Of like alcohol, where you'd have smoking bars, right? You would have left less fucking people killing each other because of drink.
Drug dealers would be harsh to drink
out. Yeah, nobody would have to deal with drug dealers anymore.
And I don't smoke, by the way. I just let you all know.
Yeah, just like fairly in favor, like just everybody else kind of wants to have a good time.
Just let them have it, like, you know.
It's a
fucking recession, right? If someone wants a smoking doobie to help them get through this hard time, let them fucking do it.
It's not even that. It's like, because doing it like that, then you're becoming dependent on something.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean like, they say weed is like, it's not physically addictive. Your body, but it can become mentally addictive, where you can wake up and you get so used to being high all the time and living your life through a high that you don't want to ever be sober. And that's wrong. But like with any fucking drug, including alcohol, there's so much more benefits from this than there are against it. That's just like, okay, yeah, there probably are going to be a few people that just get way too into it and they just want to be high all the time. But
this is the thing though, right? How many people are actually doing it, right? And they're trying to clutter all out, but people are still doing it. Why don't they just but it's legal. This is our Irish government.
I can understand why you wouldn't. Even a lot of people would make the same argument for cocaine, because cocaine technically comes from a plant, doesn't it? So, it is pretty much a natural thing. It can just really fuck you up. It's not a good idea to take it for too long. But weed, they basically have proven that it's not a drug that will destroy your body. Nobody's ever died from weed. Nobody's ever died from an overdose on weed.
Yeah.
I've gotten sick, I'm sure, but, you know,
whiteners.
Yeah, bone whiteners or something, but nobody's ever died from it. Nobody has ever, I don't know if they can actually prove this, but anybody who has ever been diagnosed with cancer, it's never been like, oh, I only smoke weed and that's it. It's always been like, oh, no, I smoke weed, but I smoke cigarettes, or, you know, and it's all that kind of shit. So if you're going to, like, outlaw shit, why didn't you, like, not that I'm saying they should because I'm a fat man, but why don't you just outlaw, like, fast food?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So why don't you do something like that? Because that is fucking killing people.
Yeah.
Same as cigarettes.
Cigarette, yeah, why don't you outlaw tobacco and, like, let weed go? Like, yeah, so it's fucking ridiculous.
Doesn't make sense.
A little bit crazy, but anyway, that was a coffee argument. Just straight away, it's just like, let me tell you something about weed. Never,
what makes coffee better?
Weed.
Let's talk about that.
Makes it taste better. Makes shitty movies better. It just really does.
Makes you forget to drink fucking coffee.
Anyway, you've got an obsession with dying young.
Yeah, it makes me sound like I'm suicidal here or something.
No, but like, what is it you've always said? If you're gonna go out, you might as well go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy is going out in a blaze of glory, Dev.
Yeah, he is.
This was uploaded the other day. It's on the Facebook page I Fucking Love Science, which is like the best Facebook page ever. But they uploaded this the other day, and I cannot pronounce your man's name, so Dev, you give that a shot. Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah, there you go.
Felix Baumgartner plans to leap from just under 23 miles above the Earth's surface on October 8 in what will be the world's highest ever skydive. A helium balloon will carry the Austrian to an altitude of 120,000 feet. His jump will break both a 52-year skydiving record and the sound barrier.
Good.
And there's a picture of him on his previous jump that was 71,500 feet on the 15th of March this year. So this guy's gotten addicted. Like, this guy really wants to go out in a blaze of glory.
Well,
he's not going to
die.
You don't know. He's literally jumping out of something that's going to break the sound barrier.
Yeah.
Does that mean, like...
That just sounds cooler.
Does that mean he's going to be falling that fast that... Yeah. What if he like burns up or something?
But there's not just videos. There's videos on like the technicians who fucking designed this suit he's wearing. Like it's crazy how much this thing can fucking withstand. Like
right.
Like this guy isn't dying. Like he's like this thing is fucking.
It's happening.
It's more advanced than fucking Stephen Hawking's wheelchair. Like you know, right. It's crazy. Like
It's just something so deadly, though.
Yeah, but
it's very, very impressive to do this, though. I mean, it's very impressive, yeah. But still, god damn it.
Yeah, but you're afraid of everything, Phil. Everything you're afraid of.
I'm not afraid, I'm just not interested in experiencing. I really don't see the joy, besides the adrenaline rush that you get at the end, because I've been on roller coasters. Alright, yeah, there you go. Whoa, right,
man.
Right?
Shit, man.
Okay, that gives you a major adrenaline
rush. What was that
rush.
Like, Phil?
Oh, it was intense, bro. It was intense. No, I've been on something, say, like that, okay? Like, roller coaster, you're going insanely fast speeds, you're doing fucking loop-de-loops, you're going upside down, all that shit. And that does, it gives you that adrenaline rush.
This is jumping out of, what,
23 miles above the Earth?
Yeah.
And he'll be landing. He'll be falling for a couple of seconds. It's very, very, very impressive, and I wish him all the best, and I hope he survives. But, do you really... Is it going to add that much more to your adrenaline rush than, say, let's go on a roller coaster? No, I'm just saying, like, obviously he's doing it because he's an adrenaline junkie,
yeah.
Right? Which there are such things. This is people who fucking, like, rock climb or cliff dive and all
sponsored,
that.
He's sponsored, like, by Red Bull, like, because he's, like,
the things
that he's done are crazy,
though. So they're actually trying to prove that I'll give him wings away, like, if he jumps from a high enough platform.
But I know people that have done this shit, right? Well, done kind of skydiving.
Skydiving, yeah.
And they have said that it is better than any drug they would ever take. They would do it over and over.
That's what I believe. That's what I mean. Not comparing the two again. Well, slightly comparing the two. But roller coasters are big, like, kind of fun park ride shit like that. You know when you're dropped from a serious height or, you know, at insanely fast speeds and stuff like that? It does. I've experienced that adrenaline rush where it's like, oh my god, let's go do that again. That's fun and shit like that. But a skydive, I don't see. Obviously, you're basically chasing that high. You're chasing that adrenaline rush.
But when will he stop?
No, but when
will he actually just go, right, that's it, no. You know.
Oh no, because there's always a challenge just to keep going.
Yeah.
So this guy probably will die eventually.
It's pretty limited to what he can do after this. Like, you know?
True, yeah.
He can't jump from anything else, like.
You know? Jump from a fucking space station.
Yeah.
You, what do you have a death wish, sir?
I don't have a death wish. I just like the new experience. To be the first guy to do it, now that's something, you know.
Yeah, there are very few of those things in the world.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I was the first one to actually do this.
Yeah. Then everybody's doing it.
But this guy looks at Mount Everest and says, pussies.
We don't jump up that night.
Yeah.
Not to it.
This guy has a career for jumping off something high. This is something that you're told as a child by your mother not to do. Don't jump off that. You'll kill yourself.
But then that's like, this guy is a legend. Like.
Yeah.
He gets paid to jump off things.
Yeah.
He gets paid a lot of money. Like,
it's like a 5-year-old's dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like, I get paid a lot of money to jump off.
Okay, right. Fair. If someone gave you 20 grand, would you do it?
I don't know.
Now,
this is me. I mean, this is me. This is not saying, like, it shouldn't be done. I don't know. I don't know if I would do it.
So if I even was here, big briefcase, €20,000.
I wouldn't trust you.
I'd have to check all the money first.
Yeah. It's actually $1 bills and underneath like a phone book or something. Yeah. Pack it up a little bit.
Or IOUs, like,
yeah.
You this much money.
Yeah, like, Philip's gone, Dave, where the fuck are you getting
money? And why are you still driving that car $20,000 to give away? it is impressive. Would you do it?
Yeah, I would.
That height?
Yeah, I would.
Without ever doing it before, somebody came along and said, look, this is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, I do.
Somebody has done it. This guy has done it before you. And, you know, we are going to sponsor you for doing it. You're going to be the first Irishman to ever do this.
Yeah,
or something
I'd
like
do
that.
It.
You would?
Yeah. And I'd have a flag come down as well.
I'd shit myself, because what if you jumped out and you're actually falling that fast? I mean, does he use a parachute?
I think there's two parachutes, and there's one for, like, you know, when he gets to a certain speed. It's like one to, like, kind of slow him down.
Slow him down, yeah.
And then he releases that, and then I think it's like, and then, like, when he gets to, like, you know, a certain altitude,
he releases
the actual one that just brings him down, like.
Right.
I'm not sure that's what it is, anyway.
But the way I look at things is, right, we're all going to die someday, right?
Sure.
Why not do something? Why be an old man in your fucking bed, you know?
Well, I'm a great believer in that. Like, if I want to die, I want people to, like, you know, do you hear how Justin died? I heard it was pretty fucking epic. Like,
this is how we get on.
It's like when Richard Pryor was saying about how his dad died. Fucking this bitch, like.
Yeah, but he's like 19-year-old.
Yeah, he's like, he came and went at the same time. It's called recycling. Yeah, like, that's awesome. Like,
but it's all about.
So you're definitely in play. Yeah, a legacy. Like,
it's all about how did he do it? Like, how did Debra die?
But the thing
from a space station.
You're going to be remembered. Say that. You're going to be remembered for it, but you're not going to be remembered fondly because everyone's just going to make fun of you. Because if you die out. Okay, let's just say.
Hey, what did Debra say?
What was Debra's last words? Oh, shit. You know, and what if it's like really confusing instructions, like I'm Malcolm in the Middle or something? Like, you know, or it's just like, okay, pull the light green cord before the green cord, you know, something like that. You're like, what? You're falling from that height. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. I wouldn't be able. I wouldn't be doing it by
myself anytime at all. Like, but right. If there was like, you know, it's like, way if you go up now, like they'll strap you to someone. Like, if that shit was happening, like, why strap to someone up in space and they're like, yeah, they'll do it. I'm like, all
right,
yeah,
right.
But now, right now, if I was on the edge of that spaceship, whatever it is there, and just on the edge looking down, I would be thinking, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, but then again, you're in space. Yeah, well, just your space.
You know what really concerns me? You're a father. And you're willing to do this.
I think they'd approve.
Well, that would be awesome.
Dad, I really wish you could be here, but you kind of landed. Face down in the middle of
that would be pretty awesome field. For his kid, like, because all the kids in school would be like, oh, well, where's your dad? Well, he kind of died because he was jumping out of a fucking joking space, like.
No, he.
No, you actually hear him, like, all this, like, where's your dad?
Like, where's your dad? He's got a pack of cigarettes.
You'll be here in a minute.
Why, Dad?
Why did you do it? Why did you leave me alone?
The kids are all going, so cool.
Why daddy drives a tractor? Why daddy jumped from space?
Yeah, and that's
what's up.
And then it's like, if you didn't die, like, you know, my kids are like, you know, well, my dad would kill your dad. I was like, yeah, well, my dad, like, space couldn't even kill my dad. So,
well, your dad's gonna gravity couldn't stop my father. You know, I suppose.
See,
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't do it because I can't handle intense speed. I can't. I get like.
You always have so much.
I've seen you taking intense speed.
Oh my god! Yeah. If I am fucking sitting in a car,
I get
headaches. I actually feel like I'm gonna pass out.
Yeah.
So that would happen to me if I did that and I jumped out of the thing. As soon as I start feeling that fucking speed hitting me, I'd pass out.
Stopping you from doing it. If that didn't happen to you, would you do it?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I would.
Phil, there's no... Okay. You're never going to do this, right? Now, the sound butch here. Just say you fucking would you?
I need to be honest, dude. I need, you know, integrity.
It's a podcast. If everyone agrees, it's boring.
True, yeah. You know, after a while, we might kind of persuade him. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck, yeah, you know,
yeah, persuade me to jump out of something. Like,
hold on a second. Oh, Phil's just left the room, and we... got a statement from him saying that he would do it.
So we contacted Joe.
You want to let him out of the bathroom now?
Okay, here's one. Right?
Let me out.
If you were in a tall building and the building was on fire, would you jump out?
Well, yeah, because I'd rather die in the ground than burning.
Yeah, but even say the fucking fire.
You wouldn't even die from the ground. Don't they even say you die just before impact?
Yeah, oh yeah, like from the building.
Shock is pretty much the shock of it,
like, because you know you're going to die. Then.
Yeah, your body's kind of preparing to shut down.
Jesus Christ.
See, there you go now.
That's like, messed up. That is so
messed up. Oh, God, he's doing it again.
No, dude, that's like fucking...
Like being in space. Nobody can hear your screams.
Oh, God. nobody can... This man is going to be screaming and nobody will be able to hear him.
Poor guy.
Don't do it, Felix. Don't do it. That's terrifying. I wouldn't have, I don't care, I wouldn't have the balls. I'm any less of a man just because I don't want to jump out of something high.
Although now, Phil did get a new tattoo and he was afraid.
Yeah, that's manly. Yeah, that's super manly right there.
Yeah, man, I actually think you've been a bit too much lately as well. Yeah, I got a tattoo, what's up?
any girls got any pussy to give out? I'm just wondering, you know.
I'm up. Butch now, I got a tattoo.
Yeah, first they say no and then you show them tattoo and like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
my underwear actually just fell off right
drippy
now.
Drippy knicker syndrome, like.
I can't believe it, yeah. It's like fucking Niagara Falls down here. Like, what's going on? Fucking Margot Kidder's going to throw herself down the fucking thing in a second, you know. Superman reference, yeah. Alright, getting away from fucking... Okay, well, there's something that's, you know, fairly extreme and, you know, ballsy and, you know, that's really aggressive kind of testosterone-driven. Here's a story for you, my friend. Okay, now pronounce this Nepali?
Yeah.
Okay. A Nepali farmer exacted revenge on a cobra by biting the snake back and killing it after it had attacked him, the BBC reports. Mohammed Salmodin was I'm horrible with these fucking things. He was like, you're so racist. I'm like, what? He's black, okay? What? I'm a white man, okay? This is the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, God.
No, and let me tell you another thing. Mohammed Salmodin, whatever, was working in his rice paddy field in a village about 125 miles south of Kathmandu when he came upon the snake. A snake charmer told me that if a snake bites you, bite it until it's dead and nothing will happen to you. My first instinct would be hospital, somebody help. Family members later convinced him to go to a hospital for treatment of his bite, but he has since been released. I thought I said it's since he has not been seen. I was like, oh my god, it was a horrible bit of advice. Perhaps surprisingly, this is not the first time a person has bitten a snake in defense. In 2009, a Kenyan farm struggled with a 13-foot python. I'm guessing that's a Kenyan farmer. Struggled with a 13-foot python for 3 hours. The python dragged a man up into a tree, but the man ended up biting the snake on the tail. He was able to call for help on a cell phone as the snake eased its grip. That's fucking badass, man. That's something you see in a fucking Stallone movie. Like fucking like Rambo gets dragged up into the tree by a snake. He's going to die and he has to bite the fucker. I don't care. No matter what, this is the manliest man known to mankind. Like, this is ridiculous amount of like testosterone. In an incident last September, a California man also bit a python, but his actions were not prompted by an attack. This guy just went
fuck
nuts
you,
one day.
Snake.
The snake was someone's pet. Oh my god. The man later said he had no recollection of this incident and he admitted to having a drinking problem. What the fuck? Who does that? Who gets that fucking blitz? They're just like, I'm gonna bite the snake.
I don't know how you didn't see me a couple of days ago.
We're biting the snakes, were you? Just
actually, it wasn't a snake.
Kicking hell.
It was a penis.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. The guy's dead now.
Just kind of you're a happier man. He was arrested for animal cruelty and the python underwent emergency surgery and survived. Well, that's sweet, I guess. In February, the BBC reported that snake bites are a growing problem around the world. About 5.5 million people are bitten by snakes each year, and the number of deaths could be anywhere between 20,000 and 125,000. Victims living in remote areas often can't easily get medical attention following the bite.
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty bad, I suppose.
Would you do it?
I put the snake back.
Bite the snake.
Well, it's kind of like the whole thing. If someone punches you, you punch it, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. Because it's like, okay, I've already been bitten by a snake. That's a horrible experience in itself.
Right.
Why would I want to put the snake in my mouth and bite it? Like, it's gonna be worse.
Head. Well, obviously, okay. Well, let's say.
Like, I know it's not his head, but like, you're gonna bite it. It's gonna be horrible. It's gonna taste horrible. It's gonna be a horrible experience all around.
I think I would do it in a fit of rage, you bastard! You.
Okay, let's not say it's a cobra. Let's say it's an actual python. Like. It's wrapped, it hasn't even bitten you, it's wrapped itself around you, dragged you up into a tree, and is squeezing life out of you.
Yeah.
If it's life or death, yeah.
Yeah, you would do it.
But with a cobra,
it's punching
it's
the fucking
thing. It's gonna bite you, and it's gonna fuck off, like. You know what I mean? It's not gonna fucking stay around in you.
If it was a python, though, what would you
do? If it was a python and I literally, like, my hands weren't free and I had no other way of maybe this thing would loosen up, I might bite it. But I wouldn't, like, you know, go chasing after it, like, if it left me alone.
That's what I'm hearing. That's like, you know. It's kind of like, the Animal Kingdom basically fucking has this thing where it's like, you have to be dominant. They say the same thing about a shark. If you're attacked by a shark, you punch that motherfucker in the nose.
Well, I thought that was because they're like real sensitive in that area or something.
Like a dog.
Yeah, but it's also to scare it away because it's not going to attack you. If you punch a shark in the nose, it's not going to stick around because it's going to feel that pain and it's going to leave.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If it knows that you're an easy target, well, it's going to go after you.
Yeah.
How did you bring up Shark Tank when it
came?
Every time.
I have a bit of an obsession. No, it's true, though. It's like, it's anything like that.
Fuck a shark, man.
It's the same thing with fucking dogs. You have to show the dog that you're
dominant.
That you're dominant. Yeah. Put it this way, your new dog, Noah.
Yeah.
He does this thing where, when you're petting him and stuff like that, say you're sitting on the couch, he's sitting beside you, he keeps trying to get taller than you.
Yeah.
He puts, like, he'll put his paw up on the top of your head and kind of try to push you down. You have to push him down and show him that you are dominant, that you're, like...
Oh, he knows who the dominant one is.
Yeah, no, because you kick him in the face. And
I didn't kick him in the face.
You did. He ended that one time where he was terrified.
Oh, no, what did he do? He did something.
I think he shot on the floor or something.
No, he just did
Or he chewed something up.
That dog was far from fucking down the door. I went over to it the other day. It went on its fucking back and then pissed itself. I was like, dog, I just fucking looked at you. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he is as bad as you go out like late at night.
I know. I said this to my sister and she was like, oh no, seriously, it is because I was saying hi to, Amy's kid or whatever. Yeah. she said that the dog started growling or whatever like that. I was like, yeah, but still.
I remember there one night, and someone came to the door, and a new person like Noah,
right?
And even fucking shut up, you know, open the door, you know, well up for it though.
Mm-hmm. You won't be well up for a dog. Hit the kick up into your eye, like, boy. You're gonna get country about it.
You're gonna go a little bit scarty.
Oh,
not. There you go. No, I'm just like, it just, that seems to be a thing. So yeah, I'd bite the snake.
Well, you bite the snake, but you wouldn't jump from space.
No.
No, but would you bite a cobra, like if it bit you, right? If it bit you and was going on its business, like
if it was still latched on to me. No, if it bit me and went away, then yeah, it obviously feels right. I'm not going to chase it down.
That's the thing.
Say it's bit me. It's fucking latched on.
That's the thing. A cobra's going to bite you, right? And then you're going to back up, obviously, because you're getting bit by a snake.
Right.
And it's going to fucking go on about its business, like. So this guy obviously fucking chased after this fucking thing. He's like, fuck you, lad.
Right.
What's the point,
I guess just, like, maybe he's insulted in some way, like his pride.
Anger and whatnot.
Yeah, his pride is gone. That was a snake bit me. Oh, you ran from him.
But that's what, like, the snake bit him because he was probably annoying him, like, you know, or he stood on it or something like that. Like, it's like, obviously the snake.
Just no matter what, it felt threatened in some
way.
Because they say that it doesn't actually, they don't generally attack humans.
No.
Unless it's a rattlesnake close next to it.
Unless what?
A rattlesnake close to it, doesn't it?
A rattlesnake is supposed to be like territorial, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
it's like it's not seeing you as a threat, seeing you.
Have you ever seen guys like hunting like rattlesnakes? They're going around lifting up fucking rocks and everything like that. Like,
right.
Like they live under rocks, so obviously it's gonna fucking bite you if you lift up this fucking house. Like,
yeah,
it's not gonna be.
It's like someone coming in here and kicking in your doors, like wrecking your head, looking you all like, here we get out, like
fucking bite you, you know? Just trying to bite me. Imagine trying that actual, like, method on, like, an intruder in your house. You don't beat the shit out of him, you just go to bite him.
Yeah, but then he might bite you back, like.
Yeah, that's true.
Raising them.
You love rabies. Because everybody who tries to break into the house has some sort of it.
You do live in a car. I'll just put that out there.
You have a hot dog, so.
Oh. God, there's going to be people around here after.
Hey! We didn't like what you said about our town. I was like, your town sucks ass, dude. Let's be honest.
We won't be here.
You have 10 pubs and about 15 fucking beauty salons. Every guy is hammered and every woman is full ass one. Like, let's just be honest with ourselves.
All the beauty salons in the world.
This is where dreams go to die.
And it smells like shit.
And it smells a lot like shit. Like, let's be honest with you. No, I just thought that was kind of interesting. I'd like to say, if anything, it's an amusing story for later on that you can tell your pals. You know, that You know, everyone's just like, I got into a fight once, kicked a guy's ass. Like, yeah, really? I bit a snake after it bit me. And you know who survived? They're looking at him right here. You, like, got the snake wrapped around your neck or something like that.
Yeah. This is the bastard.
This is the bastard that got me. Then I got him. And it made him fashionable. Dev, we appreciate the women, don't we?
We do.
We do. We love the women.
We love the bitches.
So we're very... So perhaps you've heard about this Go Topless Day in America.
Well, not in America.
I kid you not, this is to support feminism.
I totally agree with that.
A man came up with this idea. A man claiming just to be a feminist came up with this idea. And I say, God bless him. Alright, let me read this out for you, man. Sunday, August 26th, marks the fifth anniversary, Jesus, of Go Topless Day. This day reminds women to try topless sunbathing and marks the 44th anniversary of Women's Equality Day. This is the best idea ever, and it's all just shoving it in the face of every feminist around the world, where it's just like, we got the vote and now we're equal to men, and now men literally come back with like, show how equal you are, go topless for a day.
That's one thing that actually
women, to see your boobie.
No, right, this is actually a problem I have.
Right,
a lot of women, like, years ago were giving out that they don't have a right to vote and they want the right to vote, they should all have the right to vote, everyone's equal.
Yeah.
Eventually, they gave them up. How many women actually vote this year?
I don't know the statistics. But very saying that.
Very little. Remember I asked a few women and they're like, no, they kind of register.
But that's not really fair to throw towards really a gender.
Not everybody.
Like,
no,
okay,
they're,
like,
they're
maybe
not saying
the
everybody.
Statistics were down, like, oh, okay, maybe only a certain percentage of women
in this
country
voted.
It
was more like to say, because, like, oh, well, how can men get to vote?
Yeah.
We're the exact same, like.
Yeah.
But
that's
men
what
actually
it was
were going to vote. But, like, I actually, like, my ma went to actually vote and was like, so why you vote? Oh, you know, I just vote with your father. Point of you voting, you're not having your own opinion.
But that's just people not appreciating.
Yeah, so
and in fairness, like, I have done that as well. I mean, I've skipped votes, I've skipped
elections. Oh, yeah, like, I skip a vote too.
I'm not even registered to vote because I couldn't give a fuck. Like,
right. So that's it. Like, that's not really thrown out. That's not like saying, like, women don't appreciate it, more men appreciate it. It's like, I don't appreciate it whatsoever.
No, like, what I mean is that women were fighting for their cause to vote and.
It's kind of disrespectful to the women who fought for the right to vote,
yeah.
And then women who don't actually appreciate that. But that's like anything, man. That's like that, like us being able to vote for our own laws in our own country, and then nobody giving a fuck afterwards.
Well, I wouldn't vote if I didn't know nothing about it. Kind of like, what's about? It's true. What are we going for? You know, if you want to take time out to read it, if you don't care what it's about, you don't have to vote. Like, you know,
there is one thing that annoys me about things like this, though. I don't vote.
Right.
I don't understand politics at all, so I don't know why I would, right?
Right.
But, and then when people, say if you're giving out about it, people are like, well, if you're not voting, you don't have the right to give out about it. I'm like, well, I do. And like, well, how do you? They're like, well, I know that the country is fucked up, so I know something's wrong.
Yeah.
So I obviously do have a right to give out about it because I live in this country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you're Irish.
And fair enough, I don't want to vote about it.
I kind of see that side of it is where people say, it's like, look, if you're not actually going to be bothered looking it up and actually saying what the story is and actually giving your vote on it, then yeah, you don't really have a right to complain when something goes horribly wrong because you could have at least made a stand against that.
Yeah,
thing yourself. I understand it from that side.
That's fair enough, like, but it's just about, like, you know, say if you're giving out about, like, you know, the way the government is running the country.
Right.
Like, whatever, like, and they're like, oh, well, if you don't even vote, like, don't give out about it. Like, I still live here.
Yeah.
I still know something that's fucked up, like,
yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? I do get, like, people are saying, oh, we'll vote for these people because that, and they're like, oh, well, who are you going to vote for? Well, I'm not going to vote for anyone. Like, that I would get, like, I'm like, oh, well, then fuck up, complain about it, like,
yeah.
You know, but when it comes down to your actual country, like, and who's running it, I think anybody has a right to give out about it, like.
Everyone's, yeah, so it's fair enough. It is a thing where everybody is affected by it. So, I don't know, I guess. I do see that thing. I always go with that side of it. It's like, I very rarely get, I very rarely get into politics in Ireland because I don't know that much about it. I can't, so I don't generally like to complain about it because I am at that side where I'm like, look, I don't know much about this, and I wouldn't be able to. You know why some.
You're good at giving people a rise in public conversations.
Pardon?
You're good at giving someone kind of a rise in it. You know, having a conversation. Yeah, well, I think this, and you're, what? And you know what you're doing too.
Yeah.
I just remember one day you said something, and I was like, what?
Go on, what do you got?
Said that Ireland wouldn't be too bad being
bad. Yeah, I love pissing people off so much.
What?
I'm not gonna get into that right now.
No, I do.
You're too much into it, but that's what you said. I remember going, what?
Do you remember, do you remember, was there some fuck, I hate football, and I just hate it, but was there some, I don't know, you like football, but was there some match where we've gone against Lisbon or something? Was that the country I think we were going against? I think maybe it was a
Lithuania,
was it? I don't know. This is where I'm horrible with. This is where I actually fully go, like, look, I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
But our geography. Some football match. We were knocked out of some cup or final.
Oh, it was fucking, wasn't it France or something?
World Cup.
And your man fucking.
No, the. Was,
are you talking about the guy who fucking stopped the ball going in?
No, not that. This is like pretty recent.
World Cup.
Were we knocked out of the World Cup?
Yeah,
World this
Fighters
year
or something.
Like
the World
Cup. No, we were in the World Cup.
It was something like somebody beat us and knocked us out of some. I don't know. I know
we lost like fucking the three matches.
I don't think it was the World Cup. I think it was like the European Cup or.
Was that 2 years ago?
No, this is like this year. Like a couple of months ago.
Yeah, World Cup.
Okay, who were we knocked out? Who were we knocked out by a couple of months ago?
Okay, that's going to. Conversation here about football.
Right, here we go.
Oh God, I want to leave.
World Cup, you have groups. Start off, you have groups. Right. Like mini leagues, kind of.
Okay.
Ireland, Spain, Italy, US. Another team that we lost as well. I remember we lost two, but we lost all three matches. Then got eliminated.
Right.
The first two get through. The rest get in. Ireland didn't win any, but nothing.
I forget who was the team we were going against,
Italy,
but
Spain,
like everybody.
Croatia, that was it. Actually.
That was it, it was Croatia, yes!
Yeah.
Okay, I got it right.
You're a football fan.
Yes! I know the football.
You're all ham.
Okay, it was Croatia. Everyone was giving out about, once again, I know nothing about football, so everyone I can see on fucking Facebook and anybody I've eaten or hear them like yelling from the street, oh, fuck Croatia, I can't believe Croatian bastards, and they keep going on and on and on about it. So I was just like, alright, fuck it, I'm just going to piss everybody off.
Oh yeah, I remember.
So I actually just started putting shit up like, come on, Croatia. But I was putting like, shit, obviously saying like, I know nothing about football, I'm actually just fully taking piss. I was like, come on, Croatia, put that offside ball in the back of the opponent's net. You know, I was just like, totally making up shit. I got more hate mail than anything in my life, like just
funny.
Actual hate-filled comments
so
that were just
funny
like
people get angry at, like,
so fuck you. This is supposed to be your fucking country, and you're not fucking cheering them on. I'm like, dude, obviously this is a fucking joke, man.
I'm sorry,
like,
I'm not fucking cheering on a bunch of fucking cunts that get paid fucking 120 grand a fucking week or whatever.
Yeah.
Get away from me, like, it's nothing to do with the country.
It's
I
a
don't
fucking
get paid to play.
They're kicking a ball into a net. Like, this is not
yeah,
a
still professional football.
Yeah,
there
are
so,
clubs
yeah,
are getting
yeah,
120
yeah.
grand a week.
It's fucking ridiculous, dude. It was just so funny to
no,
see
you're
all
good
that,
at that though.
Hatred coming. That's what I love, dude. That's why I love saying shit like, you know, maybe it wouldn't have been too bad if England ruled all of Ireland.
Yeah,
you know,
my face
like,
what?
Yeah, just instantly dropped like, what did you just say? Like, relax.
I said it. That's it. That's right. I said it.
It's funny to just see people get that angry just by something stupid
yeah,
that
yeah,
you can
yeah, especially
about.
When someone's so passionate about it next thing. Yeah, well, I think you should be part of it now. What?
When did you see people's faces when you just say, oh, I'm totally in favor of abortion, no matter what? I don't care what the consequences are. I just want to see some children die. People's faces, dude. They just like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. It's like,
right,
how is that? Like, and people get so pissed off. They're just like,
I'm
oh
all
my
for abortion. I actually am all for abortion. So when
Justin,
I get into a
dude, Jesus Christ.
When I get into a conversation with someone about abortion, it's just like, yeah.
Yeah, it's
first.
Someone
says, like, no. I was like, yeah, I know, but I was like, fucking legalize it. Like, a woman has a right to vote. Yeah,
she has a right
shit.
To choose
right,
what she does with her
she,
body.
She has a right to do whatever she wants with her body. Like, so.
No, I am pro choice.
Yeah,
I do believe
I am too, but in retrospect, kind of. Situations.
It is a thing, yeah. If
like, I don't want people thinking that abortion is a new contraception. you know.
Yeah, it's just like
that's,
oh,
what, that's what it would be used as.
Yeah,
so that's bad. Like, but if a woman wants to do it, let
you're
it
also talking
do it.
Like, what happens if a fucking 12 or 14 year old gets pregnant?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, obviously they're never, yeah, and they're right, or it's like incest or something.
Yeah.
But then it goes to the extreme where people are going to be like, if they are about to have, if they are about to have a baby or whatever, yeah, it is going to be that concept. Of, well, I'm going to go get an abortion.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. It's like, well, that's not cool because that's a human life.
But I think you should only be able to do it 3 or 4 times, maybe 3 times tops.
You know, before you're gonna have to realize that.
Well,
look,
I think you
have a
problem. I think you should only be allowed to do it once, because then it's not
because
you are using it as a contraceptive. But
yeah,
if you keep getting pregnant, you are an idiot.
Well,
strap your
no, that's not really fair, because there are those situations where a woman would be raped
and
she would have to go through an abortion when there's a high possibility she could be raped again.
Yeah.
Or it could be anything like that. Or it could
yeah,
it's a very touchy
even,
subject.
It's a very, very, there's
but
so
the
many variables to consider.
Yeah, but like, I think this time it might actually be passed because the Catholic Church isn't as strong as it was the last time. There's a, like, the Catholic Church was all against it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like now in Ireland, the church is not as big and powerful as it was.
One time, the one time there was a vote on legalizing abortion over here.
Mm.
And,
was it the 80s or something?
I think so.
No, wasn't there one
maybe.
Well, early 90s.
I'm not sure. Maybe it would have been sometime in the 90s. But I was being told about this one time. And basically the way they worded it was they grouped abortion in with a bunch of other laws. So if you voted no to something, you were actually voting no to 3 different things. So
yeah,
you were probably voting no to 2 things.
Yeah.
Could have been in favor of abortion, but you would have had to sacrifice that anyway, where you're just like, okay, well, I'm getting rid of these 2, so,
yeah,
you know, whatever. And then there was shit like, the way it was worded was like, are you not in favor of abortion? So if you said yes, where a lot of people would be confused, where they go, yes, I'm in favor, it wasn't actually worded that way.
Yeah.
If you said yes, you actually meant no.
Yeah.
And then there was shit like, and you would get it a lot from the older generation, like grandmothers and
yeah,
you know, shit like that, where they would actually wait. It's such an important thing, they would actually say, I think I'll wait until I see what the priest says.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think the priest is going to say?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, dude.
Let it grow up. Then let us become an altar boy. Fucking say.
Let me diddle him. Oh God.
Yeah, boobs.
Jesus. Topless day. Yeah, topless day. Okay, we really got into
we got politics there. Yeah.
We got political
got
right
heavy
there.
Heavy
there,
bro.
Yeah.
Super
shit got real.
Women's right to vote and did abortions, man, and the Catholic Church couldn't
yeah,
interview.
All
started,
yeah,
anyway,
all
good topless day. Okay, no, I just kind of found this funny because this is so obvious. A man came up with this idea. There's no way a woman came up with this, where it's just like, let's actually get topless to celebrate our womanhood, our equality to men. It's like, that's bullshit, dude. That's not.
Some guy going, I want to see.
That was some guy
like
that's just like, oh yeah, you want to be a woman? Prove
it's gonna be like, you're gonna be more womanized, like, you know, because all these guys are gonna come look at you, get a topless.
Exactly,
like, so,
it's
yeah,
it's the worst fucking thing, man. Many people forget it was illegal for American women. This is all American stuff. American women to vote until August 26, 1920. They had to protest and fight for their right to party. No, to be treated like men, to be treated like men and vote. This article is from a while ago, so this Sunday many women will advocate for their equal rights by sunbathing topless. Why not? Most Americans are behind the idea, yeah, of equal rights and for giving women the right to topless sunbathe.
How many are those are men?
Yeah, that's like 80% of the fucking of America are men.
Good, get them off.
Oh, that's just ridiculous. A survey at the Gloss website last year showed that 80% of American women would like to topless sunbathe, and only 12% were too self-conscious or thought it was wrong. The others were unsure. It's so painfully obvious what it is. It's actually insane. The U.S. has many groups advocating for special use of recreational areas, and governments at all levels designate land for their unique enjoyment. There are municipal golf courses, tennis courts, horseback riding and bike trails, as well as city-owned playgrounds, baseball, basketball, football and soccer fields. Some cities even run ice skating rinks, skateboard parks and bowling alleys. Can you imagine going to all these places and all the girls just have their titties out?
Well, if I just said it, it's kind of like...
All bar from...
Yeah, then it'll be the norm.
But like, all bar from one, like, you know...
That wouldn't
one
be too bad.
One is full of children, like, full of children, like, and then the rest are just full of guys. Looking at these girls taking the
boobs,
like,
yeah, but
yeah, boobs are so overly sexualized, though. It is like, it's so what, dude? It's just titties. So, like, it's like, why is it?
What? It is just titties.
What do you mean it's just titties? Yes, but believe me, titties are awesome. But look, here's the thing.
No,
I heard
right,
a while
ago. All right, put this in it. If they were out on show, the whole time,
well, that, yeah, it's like anything. Like,
then you kind of get used to it. You'd
grow accustomed to it.
It's like smoking. Okay.
Hey, look, I heard this a while ago. This was actually a great argument towards women, just like kind of just being topless in public and not being like, you know, scandalous or like women getting arrested for it or something like that. And this was actually about Courtney Love, of all people. She was on, I think it was Jonathan Ross, okay, a while ago, maybe a couple of years ago. And she got in trouble because she was playing some concert, she had her guitar on, and she took her top off and just played the rest of the concert topless. Like, that was it, you know, playing the guitar. And I don't know if she got arrested for it or fined for it or whatever it was. But John Ross asked her about it, and she said, it's like, why did you decide to do that? You know, were you making a stand against something? And she said, no. The way I saw it was, I was way too warm. I mean, it's like a million degrees on stage, and I had to wear this outfit, and I just got that hot that I couldn't stick the heat, so I just took my top off. So like, it's perfectly okay for men, for male rock stars to do that. Like, why can't I do it? And she got a round of applause, dude. I mean, it was such a compelling argument where it's just like, yeah, why is that such a big deal? Who cares?
Well, put this way, if a woman was breastfeeding a baby in a shop,
yeah.
Without a partner.
Wasn't there a big thing in England about that? That some woman.
There's a big thing all over the world about
it. Wasn't like some woman breastfeeding her child and a guard like arrested her or something? Or something like that.
I think she did it in. Was she in like a shopping centre or like a big fucking toy shop like Smith's or something?
Yeah.
And she has her baby with her. And I assume like another child or whatever. So she actually stopped to breastfeed her child.
Yeah.
And she was asked to leave the shop and shit like that. And they're like, oh, no, we have special rooms for that. And I understand why some women would want to go to those separate rooms. Yeah. Well, a lot of women wouldn't feel comfortable, but...
Some women are okay with it. It's kind of like, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah. I don't see any problem with it. Like,
you
see
exposure, because, like, there's a baby's face in the way of a boob. Like, you can't really see anything anyway.
It's not an overly... Yeah, it's not an overly sexualized thing. You're literally yeah. like, this is just feeding their baby. It's not a big deal at all.
I mean, believe it or
saying
not,
that though,
are actually
I could imagine myself getting extremely uncomfortable if I was in a room with a woman breastfeeding. But I wouldn't have a problem with it. I'd probably just be like, oh, I look over here.
You just like, you wouldn't
yeah.
be making a high spoon contact.
Yeah, like,
anything,
I wouldn't
yeah.
be like, oh, so, yeah, I hear you're in
just pure
so,
stare.
Is your
like,
baby still hungry, or do you want me to finish off?
Actually, like, yeah, I'm going to jump in there.
Here, if he blows it one day, but does your wall get bigger?
It's just weird. I don't know. It's just weird shit like that. But this, I do see both sides of the argument for this, I guess, but this is so clearly something that was set up by a man. That this was a man's idea. That's just like, celebrate your equality, girls, by going titties out. You know, just get.
He's
just
a genius.
Yeah.
Well, he's
yeah, he's kind of like, oh yeah, yeah. I totally support women's rights.
So of course, don't call.
Right.
Oh, you're not favorite. Then okay, man. You know what you think for wrong. If you do, you gotta go topless. You know so.
Is this a video of it?
It's just all these titties on
the
face. Oh,
this is porn.
Oh, dear, that's a naked man. Ew. Ew.
Yeah,
we just gave this whole compelling thing. It's like, no, nah, nudity amongst women is out there really big. As soon as we see a naked guy, it's like, oh, no, dude, no.
Put it away.
Put your dick away. Nobody wants to see that dick. Oh, okay. Speaking of nudity.
Oh.
Lap dancing, Denver.
I suppose.
Is it an art? Let me ask you.
I'd say so.
Is it an art form?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it not just something just like...
It's sexual.
Kind of sexual. No, no. Art form. A lap dance is, yeah, it's beautiful. It's watching a painting.
Yeah, there's nothing sleazy about getting a lap dance.
No, not at all. Well, just to inform you two gents, a lap dance club, I'm going to guess somewhere in America, where is it? New York. Has made an appeal to the courts that they want to be tax exempt. Because apparently this is an art form. Here we go, here's the report. In Albany, New York, no one would confuse the Night Moves strip club with the Balashi Ballet. I guess Balashi Ballet. With some ballet. But what the lap dancers do there is an art and entitled to the same tax exemption other performances enjoy, a lawyer argued Wednesday in what was surely one of the racier tax cases ever to go before New York's highest court. An attorney for the suburban Albany strip joint told the Court of Appeals that admission fees and lap dances at the club should be freed of state sales taxes under an exemption that applies to dramatic or musical arts performances. He says that lap dancing is an art form and that, in any case, the state is not qualified to make such determinations and that making such distinctions would be a violation of the constitutional right to freedom of expression. A lawyer for the state rejected that analysis and authorities are demanding about $400,000 in back taxes from the club. So they are in shit.
This is why they're coming up with this.
They are $400,000 in debt in back taxes, and because they don't want to have to pay that, they're just like, no, it's an art form. Yeah. You shouldn't have to pay any of this. People go here to kind of kick back and see some of the finer points of, like, no, they don't. No, they don't, dude. A ruling is expected next month with possible consequences for the estimated 150 to 200 adult nightclubs in the state. During Wednesday's arguments from the club's lawyer, a skeptical judge said the women are hired untrained and simply do what they do. We need to get past the idea that somehow this is the ballet. The lawyer for the actual club itself acknowledged that, but added, what we're saying is the state of New York doesn't get to be a dance critic. It's like he's really going for it here, dude.
Okay, but about this idea, dancing is an art form, yeah?
Yeah, it's considered an art form, yeah. Ballet dance. And...
Yeah, but like, so, well, I lap dancing, a lot of these dancers are going to say, I'm doing art, I'm not doing art wrong.
I'm working my way through college. No, it's...
Yeah, but the men, it's something else, but maybe...
It's not an art form. I mean, okay, fine, maybe there are some classier strip clubs where they actually do, maybe it's an actual performance, maybe it's an actual full-on number. Like
burlesque?
Burlesque. That would be considered artistic.
Yeah.
That would be an art form.
Yeah.
But generally strip clubs, you go, or a lap dance club,
yeah,
you're going just to have a girl grind on it. It doesn't matter what she's doing.
A lap dance consists of getting boobs rubbed in your face and ass rubbed on your dick.
Yeah, it's not about
basically it. Like,
you're not. Nobody goes to a strip club and it's just like, oh my god, those moves were absolutely fantastic. You're gonna be like, oh my god, she rubbed herself on my cock.
But to men, you know, that is the way, right? But imagine to dancers, they think this isn't
our. No, the dancers know what they're.
Yeah, I know what they get out of fucking paying taxes. This is what they're thinking.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not an art form.
Yeah. Because to get out of paying your fucking back tax, like.
Yeah, it's like, don't.
Are they getting away with it or no?
I don't think so. I think it's still supposed to
be. It's kind of dodgy too, though. You know, you try telling them that this is not an art form. Yes, it is. We do this for a living. We're proud of what we
see. See, they should have someone Irish in the fucking courtroom, because an Irish guy would just say, it's not fucking art form. You're a dirty whore. Like,
you're actually like a slut. It's ridiculous.
You actually have a bit of jip on your face.
Like it's actually crazy how much like sperm is on your face right now. An attorney for the state said that nobody would visit the club if the dancers didn't remove their clothes, which is true.
Yeah.
He also argued that the exemption applies to choreographed performances, and what the night moves dancers do doesn't qualify, and that's true. It's not choreographed. It's not all set up. They don't Maybe they do practice like swinging from a ball now, or something. Like, but this is a lap dance club. They are just meant to grind.
They do it for exercise now. Like there's like
the pole dancing is seen as an exercise thing.
Like
yeah,
and there's different moves and stuff like that. But
I'm saying that is more even at that. That's not stripping. Is not an art form.
Yeah.
Burlesque. Let's say burlesque is like you do.
It's classy though.
It's classy. Yeah, it's classy. It's not. It's not about the nudity. Yeah. It is actually.
And there's a lot of burlesque where they don't get their boobs out, like you know,
yeah.
like might down to their bra or something like that, like you know.
Yeah, you are going to see. It is sexualized, but it is a performance.
Yeah,
it's a show.
Yeah.
But a strip club is literally you're going there just so you can see some naked women, man, so they will touch you for a certain price.
I need some filthy chicken wings.
I'm just saying, like that's. Well, we now have a salad bar. no, it's that,
Jews and sneeze guard.
I think this is absolutely ridiculous. This is somebody that are just trying to get out of paying their fucking taxes.
Oh, yeah. Come on,
just let it go. Just fucking pay your taxes, man. You know what you were doing.
Being a scabby baby, like.
At least three members of the 7-judge panel questioned the notion that a performance must be choreographed to be considered artistic. The chief judge suggested creative artists in particular often improvise. So that's what they're trying to get. It's like it's improvised art. They're saying it's supposed to be choreographed because now they're saying, you know. Because you can be an improv comedian. That's considered part of the arts. So what they're trying to say now is, oh, it's improv dancing. It's not dancing. It's grinding.
Oh my god. What? I can't really have my glasses.
Hong Kong Tycoon offers million.
It is to a man who can move his lesbian daughter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, we gotta read this, dude. Fuck, fuck this strip club thing. We gotta open this.
Why is it going? No.
We gotta find this shit out. Hold on. Cecil Chow. I can't pronounce the rest of his name.
Cecil.
Oh, thank you, please. There goes our Japanese business. Hong Kong tycoon offers $65 million to a man who can woo his lesbian daughter. Okay, we gotta read the rest of the song.
Sure.
Apparently there is a video. Let's play the video.
Need subtitles?
Oh Jesus, dude. I thought I was bad, come on.
Not really sure he knows how the whole lesbian thing works, but hey, $65 million is a lot of cheddar. What's up everybody? I'm Patrick Jones and it's time for your Buzz 60.
You're a douche, Patrick Jones.
A father in Hong Kong is offering $65 million to the man who is able to marry his daughter, who is a reported lesbian. Kind of like a sword in the stone deal there. Maybe you could explain how straight dudes going for lesbians will pan out for them there, Borat.
You will never get this. You will never get this.
And even more insensitive of dad, Cecil Chow, is that there are rumors that his daughter, Gigi Chow, has been with her girlfriend for 7 years. And that they've tied the knot. Rumors that Cecil denies flat out.
They're in love.
Giving men everywhere.
Leave them alone.
I wouldn't.
Beyond the tragedy,
but you wouldn't be able to anyway. They're lesbians.
Understanding what he has to do for his daughter's happiness.
Let's have
I have long hair.
You think she's going to give in to dad?
Features.
Realistically, what happens
boobs.
If you fall out of favor with Pops? How long do you think until he has an army of criminal misfits like Hedley Lamarr's coming to claim the bounty on your head? Buzz 60. Now you know. Pass it on.
That's a very interesting story, but that guy presenting is an absolute douchebag.
Yeah. So basically,
what are you thinking million. About, Dad? Haven't you ever heard of a lesbian before? Oh, come on, dude. Stop being a douchebag. Don't talk like that.
Would you try it, boys?
No. 65. What, to actually do it?
Yeah, 65 million.
No, dude. I'm in favor. Fucking let them be in love.
Look, you're fighting a losing battle. Like, yeah. Sounds like you are a douche. I'm a lesbian. I don't like you. The only way it could work, right, is if you had like a mutual agreement with this woman saying, right, well, look, your dad's going to give me $65 million.
That's true, yeah.
I will split this shit with you, like, if you just fucking play along.
Yeah, in order just to fucking
work.
Spite it,
yeah. Then you turn to me.
That would totally work.
Yeah.
And I would do it.
What's that?
I would say it just to do it, to just fucking spite
wait,
it.
Is that Canadian?
Does it really matter if it's $65 million, even if it is
sure
a fucking Canadian dollar?
Wait. Hong Kong, they use all that fucked up currency, don't they? $65 million could be like €5.
It says $65 million, so it's not yen or we're going with
just
dollars.
Just making sure.
It says the guy's a billionaire. I'm just saying, dude. It's like you got like 150 or something like that for actually marrying his daughter.
Just I printed out wrong.
Oh my god. No, it's...
That's a funny story.
I don't fuck that. That guy's a fucking douchebag.
That guy must just have no idea.
He must just be old school.
Wow,
you don't like me.
That's the type of guy that's like literally like, I want my bloodline to continue or something. Like, I guarantee that guy wanted to have like a son.
I bet you that guy is gay and he feels bad because his daughter was 5 months old and he had.
Yeah. It's like, well, if I have to choke cock, so does my little girl. Fucking douchebag. Screw you, you fucking rich asshole.
Give me your money.
Give me your money. Anyway, Dev and Justin. The last little topic before I suppose we should leave, because we are going to see Dread in 3D tonight.
Oh,
it's going to be so awesome. So fucking cool. Top 10 list ever.
Yep.
Entertainment.ie recently had put together a top 10 list of the funniest movies of all time.
Okay.
I'm going to go through them, and I want you guys to tell me whether they should be on the list, whether they're actually funny, whether they should be higher up or lower down or whatever. Okay. So here we go. Sort of a David Letterman like this. Number 10, The Life of Brian.
Yeah, it should
Monty Python definitely should be on there.
Yeah.
Totally agree with it. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen it. I don't know how I feel though.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh. This is interesting. I've never met somebody who didn't really...
I liked The Life of Brian.
It
wasn't that funny.
Well, it wasn't really. at the time, though.
Okay, no, well, it still holds up today. I think it still holds up.
I'll take it into consideration. When I saw it, I was fucking in my teens.
Right.
So I could possibly find it funnier now. But as it stands, I don't think it should be in the top 10.
Okay. We have a man with an opinion here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've never had that before.
Or you just sit here shouting with
you.
Yeah, agree. Actually, in fairness, what you said, we saw when I was a teenager, it wasn't that impressive. It is the look of the movie, before you even know what it's about, or listen to it, or even give it a chance, you're looking at it going, this is an old movie, this is an old thing, because it looks like an old time movie.
Oh, well, I have no problem with old movies.
No, what I was saying, I brought this into school once.
Right.
To watch it. Me and my friend, we really, really wanted to watch it. We thought it'd be super funny and, you know, so I brought it in. I was like, everyone's going to be laughing at this. They're going to think it's super funny. The entire class sat there, and before the, like, just as the credits were on, were just like, this is shit. This is absolute shit. I was like, nothing's even happened yet. This is literally it literally just says The Life of Brian on the screen. Like, yeah, but it's a real old movie. So what's that have to do with anything?
Well, like, the only reason I watched it was because, like, my dad was talking to me about it, and he's like, oh, Justin, this film's fucking hilarious, like, you know, and then he said the word band to me, and I was like, oh,
yeah, we'll do the band.
I have to see this film because it's illegal,
so
I have to watch it, right? So when we finally got it and watched it, I just remember being really good, like, someone oversells something.
Right,
Because obviously, like, you know, my dad, like, fucking watched it when he was younger, and Hobbit, it's fucking amazing, you know, like, Yeah, but
like,
I just felt really undersold, and I was just like, yeah, I wasn't that good. Like, it was okay. Like,
I'm calling
it top 10.
Yeah.
Fuck your top 10.
Oh, but, Jesus. Hear that, entertainment.ie. No, I definitely believe it belongs in the top 10. Maybe I would even put it higher.
I would put it higher in that list.
I think
higher, what do you mean higher or lower?
Higher up in the list. Like, it's at number 10. It's at the bottom. It's the very bottom of the list. I'd put it up higher.
I put it 6.
4, maybe. I don't know, it depends. Let's go through the rest. Number 9, Shaun of the Dead.
I wouldn't put it right above Life of Brian.
Oh, I would.
Really?
I would, yeah.
I thought it was funny, but I'm not really into that much of dry kind of comedy.
Right.
I thought that was a bit dry, but I thought the other one was, you know, very side-spin.
Right.
I thought, as far as English humor goes, pretty fucking awesome. Like.
Oh, like, yeah, like it was good, but I wouldn't put it ahead of Life of Brian.
Really, I definitely think it's like one of the funniest movies out. Man. It's got there's so much in it. I definitely even if it doesn't deserve to be higher, I definitely think it deserves to actually be in that list. Number 8, Bridesmaids.
No.
Oh God.
No.
Kill me now. I actually want to die.
No, doesn't deserve to be on the list. No.
I hated that bit of
it. This was literally advertised as like The Hangover for women.
Yeah.
Can't The Hangover be The Hangover for women? Yeah. Like, so what? It's really a bunch of guys on screen. And it's like everybody went and, no matter what you said, like, The Hangover is a stupid fucking movie.
Yeah.
Even I went to it and I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny.
I fucking love The Hangover. You know? Yeah, it was amazing.
I got a giggle out of it. Bridesmaids wasn't funny.
Didn't like it at all.
And it's not, and
that one scene a lot of people where they're shitting in the sink, pretty fucking hilarious, but like, if you put one fucking hilarious moment in a film that's like an hour and a half long, it's not going to be that good. Like.
It doesn't make the whole movie.
Yeah, one moment doesn't make a funny, no.
That was also another movie that was completely undersold, because every fucking douche putting up on Facebook, oh, right, mate, fucking amazing, like, you know, so you're like, oh, well, this film has to be good, like, you know?
Well, I heard the exact same thing. Everybody told me, it's like, it's brilliant, and actually, and it sucked ass.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Even, like, I still go by the standard that The Hangover is a very fucking stupid movie. I did enjoy it when I went to see it, but it is a stupid movie. But trying to actually sell that movie, like, putting that in the top 10 funny, like, best comedy movies of all time, and literally it was sold as The Hangover for Women.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the actual taglines to it.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude, really? Like, that it was bullshit. That doesn't deserve, deserve to be in the list. That doesn't deserve to be above Shaun of the Dead and Life of Brian. Okay. Definitely not. American Pie.
Funny, yeah.
I begrudgingly put that in the top 10 of all time. Because that was one of the, probably still is one of the biggest comedy movies of all time.
Well, that's the thing, it's like fucking.
Look at how many they made after as well.
Even sequels to it. It was like
the first one.
There were so many moments in that movie that went, because that came out when I was a teenager. So when I saw that, you know, I did laugh at fucking your woman with the titties and shit like that. It was all
like, but you couldn't find a person that doesn't like that film, and it's like, you know, it's like when Porky's came out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everybody fucking loved that film. Yeah, like, you know,
it wasn't so much American Pie.
I don't think it'll. I think nowadays it deserves to be in the list, but it's probably the same thing. Porky's is probably, I don't know if Porky's is on this list. If it is, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're right, Porky's was one of, it was the original American
Pie. Yeah,
it was worse than American Pie. There was bush in that movie.
Yeah.
There was a crazy amount of bush.
There was an old woman grabbing on a kid's dick in that film. Like,
it's just got ridiculous.
Throw some pedophilia in there, we're fine.
Just like but that's probably not going to be on this, so I don't see this lasting forever. Bridesmaids, definitely not. But American Pie, I don't see lasting forever.
Yeah.
But for what it did, I mean, that movie, that was, I think that was like the number one movie around the world.
It's an iconic film. Like,
yeah.
I think it should be in another movie. Top 10 movie list.
If it's like top 10 teen sex comedies of all time, it's going to be like American Pie and then Porky's.
That's the
way it is. Like, that's the title. But. Yeah, I don't mind being in the list so far. That's number 7 anyway. Number 6, Anchorman.
Yeah, definitely.
I could even think that go a little higher, because I thought that film was fucking amazing.
No, I think it deserves to be lower down. I love Anchorman. But I love Anchorman.
Will Ferrell's fucking humor, like the way he says shit, sells it to me straight away. Like,
it's probably the most quotable movie of all.
Yeah, definitely.
So
I'm pretty sure we quoted it at the start of this podcast.
Yeah.
We did.
I don't really mind it being
six is a good,
again. I don't think it deserves to be above Shaun of the Dead or Life of Brian, but I personally love that movie, so number 5, Borat.
I wouldn't put that high up.
I don't know, dude. When that movie came out, broke ground, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that seriously broke ground. That uncovered shit about America.
Yeah,
that
checked all the boxes. Like,
it did
controversial,
everything.
Like, it was funny.
But here's the thing. It's not a movie that you're ever really going to... Well, probably a few people have, but I'd never go back to it.
Yeah.
I watched it 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. And it's still hilarious.
Fair enough. So I don't know. It's I kind of see...
Two movies blind to you, by the way.
I see those.
You know, that Dylan Moore one and that other one.
Oh, the Target.
Yeah.
I haven't watched them yet.
No.
All that too. There's bad as him for it.
Number 4, Superbad. No.
Not at all.
No. Well, I put it in top.
No, doesn't know. It was funny when I saw it, but no. No,
yeah, it's not a movie. I've got to watch that again.
Yeah, it was a funny movie. It was funny Seth Rogen movie when it came out. Personally, I think Knocked Up was better than that. I think Pineapple Express was better than Superbad.
Knocked Up was actually hilarious.
Superbad was more advertised than anything, because everybody just kept saying, it's the new American Pie. It's the new know, same way they said when Mary got married.
I hate when people say
that. Mallrats was the new park. I mean, it's like fucking.
I hate when people say this is the new.
This is the new. This. Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't. No, it's never.
It's not broke. Don't fucking fix it, douches.
Yeah. Don't try to fucking replicate it.
Yeah.
No. But anyway, Superbad. No, I don't think it should be on the list at all, actually. Well, it deserves to be on like a top 100 list, I guess, maybe. But, The Naked Gun at number 3. The first Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are we?
Oh god.
There's all three movies, sir.
I'm going home with souvenirs.
Oh, Jay Simpson's in it.
They are hilarious.
Right.
It's just that stupid kind of
yeah,
it's insanely fucking stupid, but it's Leslie Nielsen, it's fucking awesome.
I totally check that out.
Oh yeah, I definitely put Naked Gun on that list. Number 2, The Hangover. It is on the list.
Number 2. I wouldn't put it in number.
I thought it was.
I wouldn't put it that high.
I thought it was a deadly film, but I wouldn't put it like
in number 2.
If you're gauging it on like the funniest movies of all time. I wouldn't put it on the list. Like,
maybe this is like.
It was humorous more than funny.
Maybe this is like how much money that these movies have actually made.
Maybe.
Because. I guess Bridesmaids would have made a shit ton of money.
But,
and so would Shaun of the Dead, so would Life of Brian, because it was banned at the time. American Pie, definitely. Maybe this isn't a movie like top 10. It shouldn't be called top 10 funniest films. Maybe you should call it like top 10 grossing films.
I could see like Anchorman making more money than fucking Superbad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Wait,
and the number one. Number one.
Airplane. Yeah, knew it.
Airplane.
I've never seen that one either, so.
Hold on. We'll find it for you now, sir.
Let me see it.
It's here somewhere.
I'll download it. It's fine.
We'll find it after we go off.
Better. If you are watching The Naked Gun and then you watch it, probably watch Airplane first.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know if I would say it's the funniest movie of all time anymore, but it definitely should be on the list.
They've done a kind of a thing of how many laughs per minute or something, isn't it? And that compiles.
Oh, it's a constant. Yeah. Just it's a laugh.
So much stuff in it. Yeah. Where laughs.
But it's the same as it's the same as The Naked Gun.
It's a stupid
a
comedy kind
there's
of
a laugh
like,
every
you know,
seconds.
some stupid happened
blow
up fucking okay. Well, pilot and you one right you start to actually play it and there's the other positive. It's right here.
Yeah.
So and see him blowing up again, big smile on his face.
I don't want shit like that funny.
I was thinking like
oh really?
I have a really fucked up sense of humor like
give it a go.
See
what you think.
Yeah, he died.
I don't know. I just generally find Leslie Nielsen hilarious just because he does that all.
He acts
so straight all the time, like because that's what he did.
Yeah.
He was a very very serious actor.
And then
he did Airplane, and he just acted the exact same way.
That was actually his
comedic
first
icon.
Yeah, that was actually his first comedy movie
ever.
Yeah. And he was really serious in other movies. Like, dead on
the way he acts in Airplane is the way he acted in every other movie and in that as well acts so serious.
God rest his soul.
God, yes, he was great. He was actually great. But now this is the top 10 list of that's why entertainment.ie, so it's not really the most resourceful of lists, but I just thought it was kind of interesting just some of the movies that could put on that man. Some of them just don't make sense to me.
Bridesmaids definitely
should not be there at all.
No,
like,
there's a lot of room on this.
Let me ask you something. Are there any movies that you would put on that list? Off the top of your head.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, if you had time to think about it, you'd probably go, oh, no, this is one. So off the top of your head. Some of the funniest movies you've ever seen. Maybe even you've ever seen. You know? So that's your top of the
head. I'm not going
to think, like.
Austin Powers.
No, I wouldn't put it on top 10.
I'd put it on the list because it's that popular. It appealed to so many people.
Oh yeah, no, but like
Austin Powers definitely should be on the list.
I think it's really good film, but I just wouldn't put it like you're probably thinking of things to put on the list. Like I know. I'm probably just being picky.
I know Austin Powers was that kind of big. Oh yeah, if you're putting. Well, I suppose, yeah.
I thought Old School was pretty epic.
Team America. Old School is pretty good. Team America should definitely be on that list. Definitely. Jesus Christ. Like, come on. Like, the South Park movie, nah. Because it's not really that funny anymore. It's hilarious. The South Park movie, when I first saw that, that was amazing because I never cursed as a child.
Yeah.
I had to invite the farts, I'd say I blew a bubble or something. Like I was like, I was like that. Like I never ever, I never cursed as a child. So when I got to see the South Park movie, it's like literally going from like Kansas to Oz. It's like all these colors and shit. Because we sat down and I like just to watch the movie. I said, "Shut your fucking eyes, I got fuck." Oh my god!
Yeah.
Where have I been? Why have not been living?
Yeah, yeah.
And now, of course, I'm the motherfucker, so.
But it broke, like, records because it had, like, the most curses in it, the most, like, you know, insults towards celebrities.
Yeah.
Didn't even get us with the records, that movie, like.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know, maybe even that one should be in the fucking top 10, even though I don't really think.
It's not funny.
It's not as funny today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these movies I don't think really. I don't. They won't be on the list forever. Superbad won't. Borat maybe, because Borat was like, it was hated in so many parts of the world, but it was like critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
Because people were like, "Oh my god, how did you get away with it? Like, how can you be that racist and insulting and just disgusting and fucking and show a side of people?" Like he interviewed people. Remember that part in Borat when he interviews this American guy, and the American guy tells him to shave off the mustache.
Yeah, because so, you look like a terrorist. This is, like this guy, and it was like this ranch thing, like, well, and he goes out fucking sing the national anthem or something like that, but he's saying from, shave off, he's like, shave off that mustache and everything like that. Like, you look like a fucking terrorist, and Americans don't like that and everything like that. You're going to be hating and everything.
Yeah.
And they went out, like, and he was saying to them all, like, you know, I fucking support your war, terror, and they're all like, like, I'm freaking out, like, and, but on the special features, there's, like, that guy who said that, like, you know, because he also said about the queers, that's his words, the queers.
Right.
You know, everybody hates the queers as well, like, they want to hang them by nooses and shit. Like,
oh my god.
He's like, there was like a real news report of, like, you know, before, like, Borat film came out, and, like, no one knew it was Sacha Baron Cohen or Baron Cohen or whatever, like that.
Yeah.
And this guy was being interviewed, he's like, yeah, he just went out and started singing his own national anthem in the American, like team or whatever, like that. And he's like, it was horrible and everything like that. And I was like, you're a dick.
Yeah.
I saw the shit you said, like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're absolutely good. Like, it's just he said, shave off your mustache and you might look like one of them Italians.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, dude, how racist can you be? It's fucking crazy. I definitely think that deserves to be on the list. Just for what it did, it showed a side of people and a side of America that was like, oh my god, that they did not want to get. No, America doesn't want to be seen as rednecks.
Yeah.
Well, that really fucking.
Wasn't that in Texas or something? Texas.
I'd say it was in all the southern states and shit like that.
Doesn't Kazakhstan own the rights to that movie now?
Really?
I'm pretty sure they do. I think they own the rights to that film there.
Kazakhstan.
Well, they did put them on.
I didn't, but that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like, really fucking, like, I'm shit school or whatever. I didn't think Kazakhstan was a real place.
Mm.
And then I seen ads on TV come visit Kazakhstan. I was like, oh my god. It's fucking real, like.
It's where Borat lives. Let's go here.
Well, they're not going there. It's a shithole.
Yeah.
No, but he did put them on the map. It's basically, literally, no one ever heard of it.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go there now. They were just kind of left alone. Now they're saying it's the most abysmal place on earth. Like.
And I say a lot of college students or whatever that go there and like go dressed up as Borat and just take the piss out of everybody if they do go. Like,
yeah.
I don't think anybody goes there seriously. Yeah.
Alright man, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
I suppose I should get in some plugs or something. This has been Phil and Dev's Untitled Podcast with Phil.
And Dev.
And
I thought you were going to say something there.
No, I've been waiting for you to come in.
Phil?
Fucking pull your own weight, man. Let's try this again.
Okay, go again.
This has been Phil and Dev's Untitled Podcast with Phil.
And Dev.
Oh god. You suck, you're fired. Justin, you're in.
Woohoo!
Phil and Dev's Untitled Podcast with Phil and Dev. And
Justin.
And Justin.
Go team.
Yay!
Go we all high five.
America.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah.
Stay classy.
Oh, right. Was that an Anchorman reference I heard?
I think it may have been. Maybe it deserves to be higher on the list, yeah. Sir. All right. I'm not going to go into any plugs. Thank you very much for listening, if you have listened the entire way through. And Demro's a douchebag. And you'll probably never hear of that guy again, because he's fired. He sucks. Sucks a podcast and sucks a mean dick.
Throw that out there.
Cheers. Yeah, you're welcome, man.
I'm surprised you didn't put in a whole comment about our being the dads.
I did earlier.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
He said you were a dad.
When you were trying to jump, when you were trying to jump out of something high, I was like, Devro, you're a father.
Oh, yeah. Show us how much you pay attention.
Just monotone the whole time.
Great, I sound like the fucking parents and Peanuts. I've been watching you, Charlie Brown. Thank you very much. Goodbye and all that sort of
God bless.
Jizz. Oh.